everybody. This is Dr. Miguel Gonzalez, your Bible teacher. You have tuned in once again to Truth to Live By, the radio and television broadcast ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries. Well, if you were with us last week, and actually if you've been with us the last couple of months, you know that we are working our way through a series of studies we've entitled The Pursuit of Christ. Last week we started talking about the principle of following Christ. We've already talked about exaltation or exalting Christ, and we've already talked about loving Christ. So we will continue on the principle of following Christ. Now, I said last week in the message that I was going to cover three major points, and that there would be a number of sub-points to each of those points. Last week, we talked about the fact that following Christ required a personal decision. And we talked about several things that went into that one point. Today, we're going to look at the second point, which is following Christ requires an ongoing choice. And let's expand a little bit on that. The decision to follow Christ is not one we make at some point in the past and that's it. The decision to follow Christ is one we do over and over, a decision we make over and over and over again. Now, Paul does a wonderful job at pointing out this out in Philippians chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 7 and 8. In this passage, he speaks of his own experience. And of course, whatever is in Scripture is there for us to study and to gain principles from and to live by. The first thing I want to notice as we look at that passage is the fact that he first made a decision in the past. Now, if you have your Bibles, look at Philippians chapter 3, and we're first going to look at verses 5 and 6, where we find that Paul had made in the past a decision to follow Christ. Now, in verses 5 and 6, what we're going to see is his impressive resume before he became a Christian. Now, verses 5 and 6 say this. It says, actually, I'll start at the latter part of verse 4. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. Now listen, the reason I want to make sure we understand who Paul was and what his credentials were before he became a Christian is because if we're going to understand that following Christ is an ongoing decision, we need to understand how Paul experienced this in his own life. Now, he has a very impressive resume. We already looked at that. He was obviously a person of stature in the community. He was a person of influence. And listen, we can't get away from this fact. Those things which Paul considered valuable, those things which were of utmost importance to Paul are the same things we regard today in our own lives as valuable and of utmost importance. Listen, who today doesn't put a great deal of stock on their education? Who today doesn't place a great deal of stock on their relationships or their networking? Who today doesn't place a great deal of stock on their financial security or their wealth? The things that Paul considered something are the very things that we today, even as Christians, consider something. So let's learn something about this. Then, once we look at his resume, then comes verse 7, where he tells us about a decision he made regarding Christ when he was at the crossroad. And this is what verse 7 tells us. But whatever was, listen, whatever was to my profit, and everything he talked about in his, you know, in verses 5 and 6 regarding his credentials, his resume, were things that he considered profitable. But he says, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Now, the word consider in this verse is in the past tense. The decision to discard anything and everything that he regarded as something for the sake of pursuing Christ was a decision that he made in the past. Listen, and we need to understand this, because this was not a casual decision for Paul. And it should never be a casual decision for anybody who seeks to follow Christ. There is a cost associated with following Jesus, a high cost. It's a decision that ought to be thought out. It's a decision that we must deliberate about, because there is a cost. Now listen, I want to go to the Gospel of Luke and point something out. Luke chapter 9, and we're going to be looking at verses 23 through 25. Listen to what Jesus said. Then he said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." Listen to what he says in verse 25. And this is where Paul was before he met Jesus. "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world?" And as far as Paul was concerned, he had. And as far as many people today think, they have too. But listen to what Jesus said. "What does it profit to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very soul or his very self?" Listen, there is a cost associated with following Jesus. And that's why Jesus tells us, and Paul tells us in the example of his own experience in his life, is that, listen, we must not only make a decision in the past, but we're going to look at verse 8 where it tells us that it's also an ongoing decision that we make every single day. Listen to what he said in verse 8. "What is more, I consider everything," listen, everything, and when he says everything, he means everything. Everything means everything. "I consider everything a loss," listen, "compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things." And you know what he said? "I consider them rubbish." Listen, everything that made him what he was, he now considered rubbish. You know why? "That I may gain Christ." What a profound statement. Listen, we would do well to spend a considerable amount of time just pondering on that statement made by Paul in verse 8. It is rich, and you could probably spend weeks or months just learning the truth behind the statement that Paul made, but it was a decision that he was making. Listen, unlike verse 7, in verse 8, the word "consider" is in the present tense. So in verse 7, we find that the decision Paul made was in the past, because the word "consider" there is in the past tense. In verse 8, we find that the decision Paul is making is in the present tense, considers in the present tense. So in essence, what Paul is saying is, listen, as an ongoing thing, I consider everything that I had rubbish. I consider anything that may come up now rubbish, because nothing can possibly compare with knowing and gaining Christ. Listen, not only did he consider everything that he thought was worth something rubbish, but he was insightful enough and in tune with God so that even whatever came up in the present, no matter what it was that the world was tangling or trying to bait him with, couldn't possibly compare with gaining and following Christ. Listen, everything is rubbish. Think about it. What in the world can possibly compare to knowing in a personal way Jesus Christ and gaining him as your Lord and Savior and friend and master and whatever else you want to add to that list. Nothing. Nothing can possibly compare to that. Paul not only made the decision in the past, and this is the point I'm trying to make, he also is continuing to make it in the present. Then. He took everything he had, he took all of his accomplishments, and when he put it side by side with Jesus, they all paled to insignificance and considered it all rubbish. Let me ask you something. What is there in your life today? What is there in your life today that is keeping you from being able to, on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis, what is that that is keeping you from following Jesus the way you ought to? What is it that is in your life that apparently hasn't paled to insignificance when comparing it side by side to Jesus? Listen. If Jesus doesn't mean more to us than our careers, and our relationships, and our money, and our stature in society, then we are not following Christ, and whatever it is that it means to follow Him, we have no idea what it is. Listen, we have allowed something else to become a God with a small g in our life, and now we have become guilty of idolatry. We must, on a moment by moment, day by day, week by week, month by month, make a conscious, consistent, continual choice to follow Jesus. And we must realize that whatever it is that the world dangles in front of us cannot in any way compare to knowing and gaining Christ. Listen. And I said this in the last message, and I'll say it again. We have never been given or will ever be given the right to define follow me. God defines it for us in Scripture, and we either do it or do not do it. In addition to that, it is a walk of faith. Let me ask you a question. Do you really want to follow Jesus according to the biblical definition of follow me? If you do, then like Paul, you must daily make a deliberate decision to do so. It's an ongoing choice. And listen, what is life if it's not just a series of decisions that we make every day for the rest of our lives? The most important decision that we can possibly make is the decision to follow Jesus moment by moment. Listen, can we honestly say with Paul that we want to be found in Christ, listen, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ? You remember the passage we looked back in Luke about counting the cost and about taking up our cross, and it used the word daily. See? Jesus is telling us that following Him is something that we must choose to do daily. And as a matter of fact, I'll even go beyond that, not only daily, but moment by moment within every day. Listen, we need to stop walking by sight and start walking by faith. And I'm not talking about a blind faith. Listen, when we talk about God and faith, we're not asking people to check their brains at the door and jump off a precipice and hope for the best. It is an evidence-filled hope. It is a hope on a God who has already proven to us that He's sovereign, that He's omniscient, that He's omnipresent and omnipotent. It is the very God who created everything that we see. That is the one God who we have to start walking with by faith. Listen, I'm regarded by many as a fool because I believe in the existence of God, and not only do I believe in the existence of God, but I believe He's the one who created all that is. And I believe He's the author of salvation, and I believe that what He says is true. And I'm called a fool by those who actually believe that everything that is came out of nothing by mere coincidence or chance. Yet I'm the fool. I don't agree with those folks because I don't have enough faith to believe that. They want me to believe that every living organism and every system required in the universe to maintain life in this planet came out of nothing and by chance. That's no God. The God I'm being asked to follow on a daily basis is the God who has revealed Himself in Scripture and who has proven Himself to me, and my spirit has fellowshipped with His spirit, and there is certainty of who He is. Listen, can we truly say along with David, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for You, O God. Can we say along with Moses, show me Thy glory? That is what following Jesus is all about. We will only experience what it means to follow Jesus when wanting to do so becomes the all-consuming passion of our lives. You know what the real difference is between Abraham and Moses and Peter and Paul and you? Nothing other than the fact that grace has caused them or caused them to hunger for God. Listen, if you have experienced Jesus, if you have given your life to Him and you have trusted Him as your Lord and Savior, that's the beginning point. You have just but had a taste of what it is to have a personal relationship with Him. If you allow Him, He will transform your life like you can't even imagine. And it will become easier to be consumed with following Him, because the more you experience Him, the more you want to continue to experience Him. Listen, when does this journey end? Listen, as long as we're in this earth, it's an ongoing decision. It's an ongoing choice. Only when I'm in heaven will I stop having to choose to follow Jesus. But as long as I'm in this earth, I have no choice but to choose to follow Him every day, every moment of the day. Listen to what Paul said in verses 12 and 14 of Philippians 3. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. That's an important statement. Listen to it again. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. You know what Paul realized? Listen, we can all realize this, and God wants us to realize this. God got a hold of Paul for a specific reason. God didn't choose to save Paul and then to leave him on his own to work it out. God, according to Paul, took hold of him, and now Paul's goal was to find out what it was or the reason behind God taking hold of him. Listen, there is absolutely nothing that compares to knowing and gaining Christ. You know why people, and we'll actually spend time looking at this in our next message, you know why people, you know what it is that people don't realize they're rejecting when they reject Jesus? People don't realize that they're turning their back on the God who made them. And they obviously don't realize the implications of that rejection. Because according to Scripture, and listen, you can call me a fool as much as you want, because I'm a believer in the inerrancy and inspiration of Scripture. I believe that every single word in the Bible is inspired and inerrant. And I believe the Bible because it actually requires less faith for me to believe the Bible than what it requires for me to believe everything else everybody else is propagating out there, such as evolution and so on. In many cases, people don't realize what it is that they're rejecting when they reject Jesus. And you know what? For Christians, let me tell you something. Christians don't realize what it is that they're forfeiting when they don't choose to actively follow Jesus. Listen, your life, listen, your day, and every day of the week, your day can be full of Jesus. But you need to make that choice to follow Him. Would you rather face a day without Him, or would you rather live a day with Him and filled by Him? It's your choice, an ongoing decision. We'll close in prayer. Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You for the example that Paul left behind for us to follow. We thank You for the Lord Jesus and for the fact that He loves us so much. We are grateful for Your word. We're grateful for the fact that You desire to have a personal relationship with each and every single one of us. May You use these messages to touch the lives of hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people. May we make a fresh commitment to deliberately make a choice every day to follow Him, for there's nothing greater or more rewarding than following Jesus. Thank You for Your love, for Your mercy, and most of all, for Your grace. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have once again come to the end of this particular program. We certainly pray that you have enjoyed this series we are currently on entitled The Pursuit of Christ. We are pretty much making our way through midway through this particular series. We have had a wonderful response by our listeners. God has been using this series, these programs, this ministry to minister to many of you. We want to encourage those of you who have never contacted this ministry to do so as soon as possible. I will be providing you with our contact information in just a few minutes. So if you need an opportunity right now to get a pen and paper, this is the time to do it. If you have never come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you don't know with all certainty that if you died right now, you would go into the presence of Christ and live with Him eternally, this is your opportunity to do so. And all you have to do is, in the sincerity of your heart and with genuineness, just ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart, trust Him as Lord and Savior, and repent of your sins. And on the authority of the Word of God, I can assure you that if you have sincerely prayed from your heart to ask Jesus to forgive you, if you have repented, and if you have trusted Him and Him alone for your salvation, you have now become a child of the living God. If you have made that decision for Jesus today, we want you to contact us so that we can send you some material to help you get started in your Christian life. If you are a believer but you have been in a backslidden condition, and this is the moment in which the Spirit has told you you must come back home and recommit your life to Jesus, then we want to hear from you as well. Certainly this series we are currently on is a wonderful series that will help you get yourself back on track by allowing you to realize the importance of a quiet time of Bible study and of a daily committed submission and yielding to the Holy Spirit as He conforms you more and more to the image of Christ. We want to ask you to invite your friends and family to tune in to listen to this program as well. We are very thankful for your participation. We are very thankful for your letters, your calls, and your emails. And please keep those coming. It certainly encourages us as we continue to do this work for the Lord. We also want to remind you that you can receive copies of these programs, which you listen to on the radio. There are several requests. We have a few. If you're going to order copies, we need you to let us know the date on which you heard the program, the call letters of the station on which you heard the program, so that we are certain to send you the copy of the message that you are requesting. As I mentioned previously, and I'll be providing you with further details later on, this entire series will be made available at some point in the near future, so you will be able to get the entire series on one handsome case for yourself or for friends and family, just as we have made available our entire series on Bible prophecy. We also want to remind you that we ask for a suggested donation of $5 for any radio programs that you are asking for to help cover the cost of production and the shipping and handling. And again, details will be provided for you as we near the completion of this series and as this series becomes available in its entirety. We also want to remind you that this is a listener-supported ministry. We are on the air because of your prayers for us and because of your partnership through financial contributions. We need your assistance if we are going to continue to air these programs on these radio stations and if we're going to be able to add radio stations to our list of stations on which we currently play so that more and more people may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and so that we may be able to continue to defend and propagate the truth of the Word of God. So your financial contributions are greatly appreciated and certainly they are tax deductible since we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Well, let me provide you with our contact information right now. There's three ways to contact us. You can send us correspondence, and please remember that any materials that you request from this ministry need to be done in writing. So our mailing address is Truth to Live By, Post Office Box 23688, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, 0279. Our phone number is 704-778-3759, and our email address is truthtoliveby@rffiministries.org. And I do want to refer you to our website because if you didn't get our contact information right now, you can get all that information on our website, plus more information about who we are as a ministry. Our website address is www.rffiministries.org. God bless you, and we will see you once again next week.